Good morning and welcome to the Heart of Christ Church, for we know God is good and all the time. We also know, preach, and live that God has given the church three commands summing up all of the scripture to love God, love others, and go with the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that through his Son, our Savior. And into that we give our lives, for as we move, loving God, loving others, and going, life is worth living. Can I get an amen, church? And the benefits thereof far outweigh anything that this world or the creature that rules it can offer. For he brings death, but the Lord Jesus Christ brings life. And to that we give our lives. So today we're going to continue on in our teachings of the book of Mark. I'd like you all to turn in your Bibles to Mark in the 7th chapter. We're going to be beginning here. We're going to go through 1 to 23. And I've entitled this sermon, Take Care to What Goes Out From You. Now, we read this text, and most of us know it, many of us know it. And if you don't, I'm going to introduce you to it, because it is part of the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I'm going to boil this down into this one simple idea that I want us to get out of this today. What is this one simple idea? Because there's so much in this scripture, these 23 verses, I could literally preach on for probably 4 to 5 months, because the depth of it is so, so enormous. But when we look at this, what does Pastor see as the overarching thing that Jesus wants us to get right off the top of this? Because it can be consuming to sit here and look at it and pull this apart. But what is the one overarching thing that God wants us to see? Well, I believe it is that we need to watch what goes out from us. And what do I mean by that? Well, let's see what the Word has to say. Because it's not what Pastor has to say. It's what God has to say. Can I get an amen? So from the 7th chapter, 1st verse, the book of Mark, thus saith the Lord. The Pharisees and some of the scribes gathered around him when they had come from Jerusalem and had seen that some of his disciples were eating their bread with impure hands, that is, unwashed. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they carefully wash their hands, thus observing the traditions of the elders. And when they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they cleanse themselves, and there are many other things which they have received in order to observe, such as the washing of cups and pitchers and copper pots. The Pharisees and scribes asked him, "Why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat their bread with impure hands?" And Jesus said to them, "Rightly did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far away from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the precepts of men, neglecting the commandment of God, you hold to the tradition of men.'" He was also saying to them, "You are experts in setting aside the commandment of God in order to keep your tradition. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and he who speaks evil of father or mother is to be put to death. But you say, if a man says to his father or his mother, 'Whatever I have that would help you is Corban,' that is to say, given to God, you no longer permit him to do anything for his father or his mother, thus invalidating the word of God by your tradition, which you have handed down, and you do many things such as that." After he called the crowd to him again, he began saying to them, "Listen to me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing outside the man which can defile him if it goes into him. But the thing which proceed out of the man are what defile the man. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear." When he had left the crowd and entered the house, his disciples questioned him about the parable. And he said to them, "Are you so lacking in understanding also? Do you not understand that whatever goes into the man from outside cannot defile him, because it does not go into his heart, but into his stomach and is eliminated? Thus he declared all foods clean. And he was saying, that which proceeds out of the man, that is what defiles the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed the evil thoughts, fornications, thefts, murders, adulteries, deeds of coveting and wickedness, as well as deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, and foolishness. All these evil things proceed from within and defile the man. Blessed be the word of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. And the church says, and amen. When we read these words, it's easy to get caught up in this and say that we need to follow the words of the Lord and not the traditions of men, because that's how many of you have heard that preached this way. That is exactly what it has come to be. But this is a little bit bigger than that, and I want us to see that reality here, because that's where it begins. We look at life, and there's a way that our world and we have been taught. I'm Pennsylvania Dutch, okay? In my family, if you walked in the front door, you had to go back out the front door. Because if you left the house going out the side door or the back door, you just changed your luck. What? What? Oh, yeah, Grandma, she had two front doors, okay? And the one was always locked. Why? Because everybody came in that door and went back out that door, because she wasn't going to be responsible for changing your luck. I'm not kidding you. This stuff is stupid. We were at Grandma's house one day, same Pennsylvania Dutch woman, and a bird flew in the window. Oh my gosh, she chased all of us out of the house. I had no idea why. I thought it was funny there was a bird flying around the living room, okay? Just a little sparrow. Well, her idea was, when a bird flies in the house, you got to get everybody out, because if you don't get everybody out before that bird leaves, somebody who's in that house when that bird goes out is going to die. What? These are the things that you grow up with in life. How many of you grew up with stupid idioms in your life because of your background? I got Bo over here and I, oh yeah. All of us. And yet, we'll put stock in that stuff. And we'll repeat it. We'll act on it. And the funny thing is, I hate to tell you all this, you all do it whether you want to or not, because of the way we were raised. And Jesus here is looking at these people, because these people were telling him the traditions meant more than the Word of God. Because how do we clean food? How do we eat clean food? Through prayer. When we say a blessing over the food, it does not matter what it is. For Jesus declared here, all food clean. Because it's not what goes into our mouth to nourish our bodies and strengthen us that makes us sinners. It's not about the food. It's about what comes out of us after we have taken the food of the world and the food of God. It's what comes out of our hearts. That is what condemns us. And we need to understand that these Pharisees felt more at home with the things of the world and the things of men than the things of God. And we have to understand that Jesus here tells us, you can eat the best of food and be the greatest of sinner. Or you can eat the most defiled food and be the greatest of holiness. Because the reality is, where is it coming from, coming out of you? Is it coming from your heart, or is it coming from the heart of God through you? And that's what I want us to understand today. Here Jesus is telling us, folks, this is not about what goes into you. It's about what comes out of you. In other words, what am I saying? How many of you have lived a hard life? How many of you have lived a hard life? Hard things have come at you and they've made you what you are. That's wrong. You've made you what you are by what comes out of you. Proof in the pudding. I love my dad. I love my dad. I love my dad. I just said that three times because I want to cover it in three. My dad was a horrible man. My dad rode me like a horse from the time I was a little boy. Said things to me that no father should ever say to any son. Did things that no father should ever do. Nothing immoral, just mean. You know what I'm saying? When I grew up, I said, I am never going to be like him. Everything he did, I'm going to do different. Now, I'll tell you the truth. About 40% of what he did, I don't do. But 60% of what he did, I do. Because it was good. You see, we have to learn what is good and what is bad. And how do we learn what is good and what is bad? We have the way, the truth, and the life. And we need to apply it to ourselves. Each and every one of us has been taught by wonderful parents. They may be the most miserable people in the world, but they are the best teachers God could give you. You just have to determine if what they taught you was good or bad. And then apply God's word to everything that they taught you and act appropriately. In our world, so many people will do whatever the world tells them to do. I want you to think about this. Abortion is legal in our country. Does that mean it's right? I can go downtown. Now, I don't think there's one here in Lebanon, but I know there's one in Harrisburg, and I'm all but sure there's one in Hershey, where I can go and buy marijuana and smoke it legally. Does that mean I should? Let's make it even less. I can go down here to the state store and buy that place empty and then go home and drink it all. Should I do that? No. There are things that we know we should not be doing, and those things come to us through the Word of God, and it is what comes out of us that makes us unclean. Your actions, your words, the things you say, the things you do. When God is coming out of you, when God's precepts and principles are coming out of you, good is going to happen. But when you turn to the world and you submit yourself to the world and the things of the world and the things of men and the things of evil, the things of demons, I want you to think about some of the stuff our government's doing to us. You know, I just can't wait. You know, a 25% tax on unrealized gains? Come on. You do realize that, you know, there's elderly people out there whose homes were purchased at, I know my parents purchased their house at $17,000 in 1969, and today that house is worth $250,000. Now, if my mom were yet living on her fixed income, do you think she could afford to pay those taxes? She'd have to take a loan out. And then she'd lose the house. You will own nothing and be happy. Folks, this stuff's all around us. And it's mounting. Are we going to hold fast to what God has taught us and bring good? For out of the treasures of your heart, so too a man bringeth the treasures of his life. That's God's word. Because if you treasure this word up in you, what's going to come out of you in those times of need? The hope of Jesus Christ, the love of Jesus Christ, the desires of Jesus Christ. And you and I will live unashamedly. You and I have a life to live. But in that life, are we going to live it unto the things of this world which make us comfortable and everybody looks at us as one who fits in? Or are we going to live this thing? You know, how many of you have seen the t-shirts? When I was growing up and a young Christian, you remember they used to have the t-shirts that had the fish on it, and all of them were swimming to the right except one. It was swimming to the left. You know, salmon swim upstream, not downstream. Which is easier? Let me ask you this, which one leads to life? Because in the life of a salmon, isn't swimming upstream, doesn't that mean death to a salmon? Individually, yes, because it is apportioned unto man to die once. But when that salmon swims upstream, what's it doing? It's reproducing. It is going to create life. We need to understand, are we swimming upstream? Are we helping to create life in our world and in our own beings and in our families? One of the hardest things we're going to have to do is swim upstream against this stuff. But if the church would do what the church is called to do, how many people do you think would be swimming upstream? We could turn the current of the river. Wouldn't that be awesome? But you and I have to purpose ourselves to do and be what God has asked us to do and be. Here these men were. Jesus is looking at them, and he's telling them, what is wrong with you? You neglect God's commands. You're a people. What does he say there? This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far away from me. How many churches do you think there are out there that accept all this stuff that the world is doing and they say, God will bless you because Jesus died on the cross for your sin? Jesus died on the cross for your repentant sin, not for the sin that you're going to continue doing, but the sin that you died to. Can I get an amen? Just like that salmon swam upstream, it had to die. So too must we die. Why do you think we go into the waters of baptism? It is a physical representation of a spiritual reality that each and every one of us submits ourselves to in honor and pledge unto Jesus Christ. Can I get an amen? I think it's funny because how many people believe in the church, and this is a silly thing, how many people believe in the church that baptism is coming unto salvation? I'm going to tell you right now, I get baptized every day. I get a shower. Because when I'm in there, I'm praising God. How many of you sing in the shower? How many of you pray when you're in the shower? So that means we're getting baptized every day. It has nothing to do with the water. It has everything to do with the Spirit, because it is the Spirit that baptizes us, not the water. Whew. If we learn to walk in this truth, that it does not matter what men have to say. It does not matter. Now, does that mean we can break the law? No. No Christian can break the law. We are here to abide by God's law and the laws of man as much as they coincide with what God says. It's when men's law disobeys God's law, now we have a problem. And that's why we have elections in this United States. And that's why I encourage Christians to vote your Christian morals. And I know that can be a very hard thing to do, because how many politicians actually follow Christian morals? Well, Pastor, what do I do? And how many of us do this very thing? We choose the lesser of two evils because there is no other thing to do. Somebody's got to run, so let's try and get the better of the two in there and pray for those people. And that is something we really do have to do, is pray in reality for these wonderful people, though many of them may not be quite so wonderful, but we can pray that they get there. Can I get an amen? And we can also pray that Christians begin running for office to change these idioms. You see, it's when the church gets involved and begins to understand, it does not matter what the world brings at you. because it's going to influence you. That does not make you defiled. What makes you defiled is what you do with it. What are you going to do with the things that the world is bringing to you that tells you this is what you should be doing or this is what's allowed? Isn't that the way it really works? Because the reality is they want to tell you, no, this is what you need to do. You need to respect the LGBTQ plus, plus, plus 56, 96, whatever it is nowadays. We need to, you know, honor all these multiplicities of peoples, okay? Let's put some tampons in elementary school bathrooms. Boys' bathrooms. Am I speaking to the church? What are we doing? What are we allowing? We've let it get too far, haven't we, folks? It's time to stand up. It's time to understand here that Jesus is telling us all, stop. Stop bringing out the bad stuff and start bringing out the good stuff. Start living right. Start allowing the voice of Christ to speak through your life. I don't care what you do or where you work. I don't care if you're retired. You have more time to do it than any of us. Live the gospel of Jesus Christ. Live it loud, because that is living life. Because death sets us free. And when we die to this world and we live to Christ, we truly have life to offer. Can I get an amen? So this week, as you're out there in the world and you're thinking about what's going on and the world comes at you and all these things are saying, oh, this is okay, this is acceptable, you know, this is, you know, this is gray matter, you know, this here, you could choose whatever you want. No, God has written this book in three colors now, because we have red in ours, all right? Black and white. It's on a white page, black ink. This is what we live by. This is what we eat. It is sweeter than the comb of honey. And it is soothing to the soul. It is meat for the body. And in that may our souls live forever. And may we bring life out of us. So as you go, take care to what goes out from you. Don't put into the world stuff. Don't get mad when the world does something stupid. Be smart. Do not react. Respond. Speak the truth in love. And always remember that people are watching you, and you are the only Bible they may ever read. This week, as you're walking, I pray you'll walk some of this. That when you get to that point of you're about ready to pop and do something stupid, that you stop. And rather than allowing out the evil of this world, the angst of this world, bring out the life of Jesus Christ. We spoke about that today, didn't we? We can start with all the politics we want, but we better be ending with Jesus Christ. Because there is no Savior of this world except Jesus the Christ. No politician will save us. No law will correct us. Say the one who is the law, who is the life, who is God Himself, Jesus our Savior. Pray with me this day. Father God, we come before you that we would not pick up the things of men, that we would not hold those things fast, but that, Lord, we would lay them down and pick up the precepts, the principles that are your life and life-giving flow, that each of us would allow those rivers of life to swell up in us and to come out from us, that they would bring life unto others, so that all may know and partake of the life-giving water who is Jesus the Christ through the power of your Holy Spirit and the Word which is our Lord and Savior and in whose name we pray and the church says, and amen.
You have been listening to a Bible teaching from the Heart of Christ Church. You can locate us on the web at theheartofchristchurch.com. There you will find many useful links to contact us or donate to our ministry, where it is our mission to love God, love others, and go.